Now on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as he or she can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Carl, can you give us the scores?
Adam Felber has the lead, Peter. He has 4 points. Kerry O'Connor has 2. Roy Blunt Jr. has 1.
Oh, my goodness. So, Roy, good news is you get to redeem yourself first. You're in third place, so you're up now. The clock will start when I begin your first question. Fill in the blank. In his second day of testimony, former finance chief Andrew Fasto said that Ken Lay lied about blank's problems.
Enron.
Right. The governor of South Dakota signed legislation Monday that bans nearly all blanks.
Abortion.
Right. Blank announced it is buying Bell South.
AT&T.
Right. Hoping that his writing will be more comprehensible than his speaking style. The Penguin Press paid $8 million for blank's memoirs.
Greenspan.
Right. According to a paleontologist at Glasgow University, people who reported seeing the Loch Ness Monster may have actually seen a blank.
A big old cypress knee sticking up out of the water.
No. A circus elephant. True fact. Gordon Parks, Life magazine photographer and director of the hit movie Blank, died at the age of 93.
Oh, Shaft.
Right. Senators voted to end their practice of letting blanks take them out for free meals.
Lobbyists.
Right. A British woman who was fined for putting on makeup with both hands while driving said in her defense that she was having, quote, blank.
A blonde moment.
Yes, that's what she said. Donna Maddock decided that looking good for a date was more important than safe driving. She proceeded to steer her car with her knees while holding her makeup kit in one hand, applying eyeshadow with the other. Police fined her for careless driving, but Maddock said, quote, "It's what I would call one of my blonde moments. It's something all women do. I can't see what the fuss is about."
Wow.
Driving blonde.
Yeah, you got a problem with that?
I
think the woman's a genius.
I just always tended to associate blonde moments with saying something silly as opposed to vehicular homicide. Shows what I know about blondes.
Yeah.
Carl, how did Roy do in the quiz?
Very well, Peter. Roy had 7 correct answers for 14 more points. He now has 15 points, and Roy has the lead.
All right, Kiri, you're up next. Fill in the blank. After unyielding congressional opposition, a company from Dubai announced it would abandon plans to operate 6 American blanks.
Ports.
Right. The Army launched a criminal investigation into the combat death of former NFL player blank.
Pat Tillman.
Right. With 62% of the vote, blank won his Republican congressional primary in Texas.
Tom DeLay.
Right. Blank dedicated her Oscar for Best Actress to all the men who dumped her in the past.
Reese Witherspoon.
Right. A North Dakota man was arrested for robbing a bank, even though he said blank.
I'm only joking.
Yeah, he said, just kidding. Very good. A spokesman said that Pope Benedict was very pleased with the blank given to him by Vatican Radio.
iPod.
Right. Minnesota Twins Hall of Famer blank died Monday at age 45.
Kirby Puckett.
Right. A Canadian man was captured by police when he blanked during a car chase.
Shouted, "You can't get me, sucker."
No. Stopped for a haircut. Oh. Police tried to pull Nathan Miles over for driving erratically. He sped away. He pulled into a grocery store parking lot, slammed into shopping carts, took off on foot. Police were searching the area. They locked down 4 area schools. Meanwhile, he headed to a salon to get a new do. Carl, how did Kiri do in our quiz?
Kiri had a great round. 7 correct answers, 14 more points. She now has 16 points, and Kiri has the lead.
Well done. So how many, then, does Adam need to win the game?
He needs 6 to tie, 7 to win outright.
That's a lot of questions.
That's a lot of questions. Here we go, Adam. This is for the game. Fill in the blank. Uh-huh. The U.S. military announced that it would be closing blank and transferring prisoners elsewhere in Iraq.
Abu Ghraib.
Right. On his trip to New Orleans, President Bush blamed blank for underfunding repairs after Hurricane Katrina.
Congress.
Right. Saying it started as a joke that got out of hand, the 3 college students were arrested for setting fire to 9 blanks in Alabama.
Churches.
Yeah. Hey,
funny.
You know what would be really funny? Ooh. In an interview with Vanity Fair, blank said of Republicans, who now deny knowing him, quote, "You're really no one in Washington until you haven't met me."
Jack Abramoff.
Right. Real estate agents were able to seal the deal on a home sale in Missouri after the sellers agreed to blank.
Throw in their dog.
Exactly right. At this year's Razzie Awards, blank and blank were named most tiresome tabloid targets.
Tom and Katie.
Right. Some scientists are blaming global warming for the lack of snow, which forced a route change for the blank race in Alaska.
The Iditarod.
Right. A retired couple in Rhode Island were flagged as a homeland security threat after they blanked.
Paid off their credit card.
Exactly right. Well done. Let me explain about the credit card. Walter and Deanna Songes sent in $6,000 to finally pay off their JCPenney credit card bill. But because that payment was so much larger than their usual payments, the card company was required by law to alert the Department of Homeland Security, who froze their account. After much arguing and complaining, the Songes were found, quote, not to be promoting global terrorism under the guise of paying a credit card bill. Carl, did Adam do well enough to win?
He needed 7 to win outright. He had 8 correct answers.
Oh, my gosh!
So with 20 points, Adam Felber is this week's champion.